Welcome back, fans, in the Pro. Mike Koss, Deuce McAllister. We are now joined by Dave Archer, former NFL quarterback and Atlanta Falcons radio color analyst. Dave, welcome to the show. You're on with Mike and Deuce.
Mike, Deuce, good to be with you guys. Yeah, it's the Saints-Falcons week is unbelievable. As you guys and Deuce and I both had a chance to play in this series, and it's a big-time operation, no question.
So, Dave, before we get too deep into the football aspect, I'm not sure where you live full-time. If you're in Atlanta, I know you were born in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I guess just from a Hurricane Helene standpoint of what it's – what that a region is like and kind of what everybody's going through. It feels like football takes a back seat as it well should.
Yeah, it's been interesting, Mike, in that obviously the storm came up through the panhandle of Florida and kind of went straight through Atlanta, through Georgia, up through Atlanta, and it kind of swept through the northeast side of the city. I mean, there's nobody that knows more about what hurricane can do than certainly New Orleans does, and certainly we've got a little bit of the brunt of it, but it was diminished significantly coming through, and we had 45 mile an hour winds, but nothing that would compare to what the people in New Orleans had to endure. So we were fortunate. I mean, there's some areas that got hit pretty hard, but nothing to the level, I think, that what we saw way back into, 2006 or whatever, when New Orleans got hit. So we're fortunate. I know there's some people that are struggling a little bit, but we're trying to, surge forward.
Well, that's good to hear. I appreciate that, and we appreciate the update. There's a lot of huge rivalries in this game, but when it comes to storms, you know, we're all in that together. So thanks.
Yeah, Dave, and I guess, when you talk about from a preparation standpoint, did the Falcons have to change any of their preparation, even moving a meeting back or up, or, from a player standpoint, hey, you guys have to take care of everything at home, or was that never even an issue?
Yeah, I don't think, Deuce, the things that were affected significantly here, they have an indoor facility, so they were able to practice inside. I think they were on premises from what I understand, and based on what I experienced, having been out there a few times, that I don't think they were affected by their preparation to a certain extent. So I think that they were able to dial in and get ready for this game, no question.
Yeah, and so leading and talking about this game, just tell us how the team feels about what they've done the first couple of weeks in the season, and then, just we'll get into the details as far as this upcoming matchup with the Saints, but, just the excitement, hey, we've got to play better, different things like that, and, just some of the additions that they've been able to add.
Well, they're concerned certainly about what New Orleans brings to the table, the explosiveness that New Orleans can provide from an offensive standpoint, certainly with Alvin Kamara and sort of Rashid Shaheed and Chris Olave, what they can do offensively, and the hard-hitting defense. I mean, I don't know that I've seen Deuce a physical game as early on in the season as I saw from Philly and New Orleans in that game last weekend. I thought both teams played extremely physically. Obviously, they didn't come out on the New Orleans side of things, but I thought both teams got after each other physically. And Atlanta's going to have to match the physicality that New Orleans brings to the table. And I think they're concerned about that. There's some adjustments they're going to have to make along their offensive line with some guys that are a little bit banged up. With Carl Granderson and what he's been able to do, and what Brian Brzee and what he's been able to do. Of course, you got the venerable one and Cam Hayward. So I think that there's some concern as to what they can do along the offensive line with some of the injuries they have along the offensive line. So, I mean, this is going to be a classic, Falcons-Saints battle. There's always been guys banged up. Deuce, you played in a lot of these games where guys are banged up and the next guy has to step up. And Atlanta Atlanta, this is one of the more important games Atlanta's had. I think early on in the season, when you talk about losing two games at home, they lost two games in their own building. So, you know, New Orleans coming in this weekend, and of course the Tampa Bay Bucs coming on Thursday night. Really big sequence for Atlanta to try to keep pace with what's going on in the North, when the NFC South, to be able to handle what's going on in these two games at home.
I was curious. They lose week one, and then, you know, kind of a tough one. Pittsburgh comes in, and that was tough, I'm sure, to swallow. And I'm wondering just kind of if you think of that game-winning drive for Kirk Cousins, right? They beat Philadelphia in a game that analytically should have lost. But how that changed the narrative. I mean, if they're 0-3 right now, like, I got to feel like they're – Falcons fans are ready to unload on Kirk Cousins, but that one drive just changed everything, or did it? I don't know where Falcons fans are. It was a gritty performance against Kansas City, but you still lost, right? I mean, so I just didn't know, where's their head?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And, you know, you look at the three games that they've lost, or two games they've lost and one game they've won, you probably look at the fact that you could probably be 3-0. You could be 0-3, and I don't think there's any question about that. So I think that you got to kind of push that in the rearview mirror, and you got to look at – you got three divisional games coming up. You got New Orleans, obviously, this weekend. You got Tampa on Thursday night, and you got the following weekend over a 10-day period, you got Carolina coming in, or you got to go to Carolina. So you got three divisional games that – have a tremendous amount of impact on what you look like and how you feel about yourself. So regardless of how the first three games went, certainly a good win in Philly, not one you counted on, but a Kansas City loss that you feel good about, but you lost. So, I mean, this New Orleans game, I think you slide all the first three games out of the way and you start thinking about these three games coming up. And I think this is probably as good as important a game as Atlanta's had in the first four games of the season than I can remember. I mean, I've been doing the games for 20 years. I can't remember a game that's as important as the New Orleans game coming up this weekend.
Well, we are looking forward to it ourselves. You know, these teams, very big rivals, bitterly matched, and, you know, the record, if you look at the 110 games, however you want to look at it. So I'm hope that everything can get back on their feet there in Georgia. We appreciate your time, Dave Archer, and we will see you on Sunday in Atlanta.
Always good to talk to you guys, man. Deuce and I have played in a bunch of these games, and there's never a time when they don't mean important. There's some important stats to them, so I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Dave.